Rookie reporter Brendan Illes was a first grader on September 11th, 2001. He and his 16-year-old peers are among the youngest people to have actual memories of 9/11. But their memories are diverse. For some, the day of the attacks was terrifying and life-changing. But for others, it was just a blip, and their reactions depend in part on how they learned about what happened. Brendan reports on what it means to him to be among the last to remember.
Brendan, we're late.
I'm driving with my mom from our home in suburban New Jersey. Like most of my friends, I just got my permit. But in a lot of ways, I'm different.
When you were in pre-K, the one thing that you wanted to do when you were a grown-up was watch the news.
As soon as I was old enough, I started reading the newspaper.
And you didn't start with the comics, like most kids do.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language.
I also listened to a lot of conservative talk radio, and my parents begrudgingly allowed it.
The radical Muslim world has declared war on America. We are at war.
9/11 was my introduction to politics, world diplomacy, war, the economy. It affected everything. I may have been the youngest neocon ever.
This is your Pearl Harbor.
Members of the commission, your staff has developed initial findings to present to the public on the nature of the enemy.
In fourth grade, I even recorded the 9/11 commission hearings on the cassette tapes, so I could hear them when I got home from school.
We will focus on Al-Qaeda's history and evolution.
At school, I'm known as the walking history book. I take it as a compliment.
He was the spiritual leader of Al-Qaeda.
Most kids my age don't really think about how 9/11 changed our country. I wish they did. The effort they put into gossiping and sneaking out, I put into researching politics and current events. This girl, Danny, told me she doesn't even feel like 9/11 affected her.
It's kind of a long time ago. Can you even remember it? I can't remember it.
She's in the grade above me, so I was like, wait a second. How can you not remember that?
The next day, my dad's like, oh, by the way, yesterday a building fell over. I'm just like, okay, I figured it was just like someone's house. He never told me anything.
That's all you remember?
No, that's not all I remember. That's all I had. I learned, I think, a year later that they didn't let me watch these. I watched SpongeBob.
Wow. For the guys in my Boy Scout troop, September 11th was like the beginning of an action movie. They're good guys and they're bad guys.
What do you think of Osama being shot?
The day after Osama bin Laden was killed, my scout troop had a meeting. Everybody was talking a big game.
Is it torture? No.
Yeah, I agree.
I would shot him so much.
It was the same feeling you get when your team wins.
We were like lining up the RPG.
Yeah, and I was like, no.
Last year, I started a blog. It's like a direct line into my head. I posted this question to my followers. Do you think 9/11 affected our generation?
Like, we don't care as much as we should.
This girl I've never met in person responded.
My name's Anna, and I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
Can you tell me quick, like, how you met me?
Over a blogging site called Tumblr.
Anna told me about one time when Tumblr crashed, which it does a lot.
When it came back up, people were posting pictures of the Twin Towers saying, oh, Tumblr crashed, and they're saying, like, it's the same thing, but it's nowhere near it.
It's awful. They were comparing the deaths of almost 3,000 people to a website crashing for a couple of days. Maybe I take the World Trade Center attacks more seriously, because we talk about that kind of stuff in my family.
Please don't eat with your fingers.
Like one night at dinner.
There's a difference between hearing that 1,000 people died and actually seeing images of people jumping to their deaths because they have no hope of survival.
My parents always give us answers, even to difficult questions. My 10-year-old sister Catherine just learned about 9/11 from a documentary she saw on TV.
Would you rather die by jumping out a window or from a fire?
I don't know. Honestly, hope I'm never put in that position. But to know that the people in that building, many of them were in that position, is just heartbreaking.
I'm in the youngest group of people who remember 9/11. As a 16-year-old who gets it, I fear that people younger than me won't understand and it'll lose its importance. If we let our guard down, it could happen again.
Just say hello.
Hi.
I'm with my little sister Catherine in the backseat of the car.
Can you tell me how old you were when 9/11 happened?
I wasn't even one. I was zero.
Do you think it had a pretty big effect on you?
Not really.
The world didn't change for Catherine on September 11th. She's never known anything else.
Well, it was big to other people. It was big, but not to my life.
My other sister Sarah thinks we talk about it too much.
So you have no specific memories of that day?
No. You think I haven't thought about this before? I've tried to remember.
So you don't.
I don't even remember having you as a brother when I was 3.
She's starting high school this year.
It's like the past, but it shouldn't be like the main event, like the focus of the country.
I was momentarily horrified.
I think reminding people of it once a year is enough. They don't need to be reminded of it more than that, because it just brings up memories.
I was only 6 when 9/11 happened, and I remember afterwards I started playing a new game, Firefighter. My friend and I would pretend that one of us was trapped in the Twin Towers and we would save each other. Maybe it's a Boy Scout thing, but I never want to be the one standing around watching. Seeing all the people that stood up and helped on that day has made me want to protect and serve my country by joining the military.
Mom, could you come here for a second?
I brought it up to my mom one night in the kitchen.
I just wanted to let you know that I've been thinking a lot, and either before or after or in conjunction with college, I want to enlist in the military.
Well, you have time before you have to make that commitment.
I know.
It is a commitment.
Yeah.
She thinks that I'm young and don't really understand what I could be getting myself into.
I saw what war did to my dad, and I was only Catherine's age. I'm somewhat concerned about the sensitive side of you.
I'm not as sensitive as you think.
Can I remind you of the lobster incident?
That was a long time ago, Mom.
You know, it just seems like a common courtesy not to boil things alive.
So following directions without question is not something that you've ever been very good at.
You know that. Yeah.
I think she's afraid of war changing who I am. But it's too late. 9/11 and the wars have already made me who I am. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Brendan Ellis.
Brendan's story was produced by Courtney Stein and edited by Kari Pitkin. The mix engineer was John Delore. Tomorrow, the rookie series, Our 9/11 Growing Up in the Aftermath, continues with a story from the daughter of a first responder.